joining us now from Hockey Sveria, Uffe Bodin joining us. How's it going, Uffe?
Hey, guys. It's going good. I'm in Bratislava for the World Championship. So it's been raining here. It's pretty cold, so it's not too cozy, but it's hockey, so it's work. So you got to pull through.
Yeah, it's going to get a little bit colder because Slovakia just lost to Germany as well. So the locals will not be happy.
Oh, that's bad.
But the good thing is, and Canucks fans know this as well as anybody, Elias Pettersson is still making the highlight reel plays and doing all the things that he has become so famous for in these parts. How's he looked to you so far for Sweden at this tournament?
To be honest, he's looked pretty frustrated. He has not scored a goal yet in throughout these three first games, and you can sense some frustration from him. He's been banging his stick into the boards and shaking his head after coming back to the bench. So he's looked kind of frustrated. But at the same time, Sweden had an optional practice yesterday. There were only four players on the ice, one goalie. And he was one of them, actually. So he took a lot of one-timers, tried to get his game back going. So everyone was really impressed to see that he actually took this opportunity to get an extra practice just to get things going again.
Uffe, where's that frustration coming from? Is it not simply finishing chances, or is he having a tough time just generating it in general?
No, I think he's generating. It's just that, you know, he holds himself to pretty high standards, obviously, and you could see like how badly he wants to score and help the team produce. I mean, they played against first it was Italy and then it was Norway, and it was obviously pretty lopsided game. So he wanted to contribute, but he was unable to, in the sense that he didn't score. So you could see that he really wants to contribute to the team's success here, and honestly, I think it's just a matter of time before he starts scoring. And, I mean, doesn't matter in these games. It's like when you play maybe Switzerland or Russia, those are the games that's going to, you know, really matter. So I think he'll be fine in the end.
Uffe, you've followed him for a number of years as well. Do you see a difference in Elias Pettersson now compared to the player that you followed a couple of years ago in terms of just, you know, that now that he's meeting up with Sweden and the Swedish national team, does he seem a little different to you with the NHL experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe more so as a person than as a player. You could see like there's another maturity when, you know, how he handles media and that thing. You could really tell that this year has made a difference. He's much more professional in the way he handles things and how he handles himself in those situations. And I think that's just, you know, the way he's been taught to handle business in Vancouver, because obviously there's a lot of people following him around there. So you could tell for sure. And I mean, as a player, he keeps evolving, you know, doing different stuff. And I think he looks stronger and more confident, although he has had some, obviously, as I mentioned, frustration this tournament. I think you could see that he's taken another step in his development.
I know he started the tournament playing with William Nylander. Is that still been the case through the course of this tournament?
No, so they switched it up during the last game. They actually put Alexander Wennberg of the Columbus Blue Jackets went into that top line with Nylander, and they put him on the second line with Elias Lindholm. They didn't really click, and now that Gabriel Landeskog will join the team tomorrow, we'll see if maybe Landeskog plays with Elias. And Elias, that wouldn't surprise me a whole lot, because I think that could actually be a good thing, having someone, you know, a power forward who can create space for his teammates. I think that would probably be a pretty good fit for those guys.
So I can't start the rumor mill going that the Canucks should acquire William Nylander from the Maple Leafs then, to make sure they keep Elias Pettersson going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they'd had some enjoyed some success together, maybe, but it never seemed to click those two games where they played together. So I don't think anyone was impressed enough to to be interested in that deal at the moment, at least.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by Uffe Bodin, Hockey Sveria, from Bratislava, covering the World Hockey Championships. And of course, Elias Pettersson is a player that everybody wants to watch, and the clips are coming out of the great skills that he's showing off, despite being a little frustrated of maybe not scoring as much as he'd like. But Louis Erickson's also there as well. And of course, Louis made some comments with Hockey Sverige in regards to his relationship with Travis Green, that they don't get on 100%. In regards to Louis and in your interaction with him, where is he at right now in terms of, it was a frustrating year in Vancouver. He made some comments that were not very well received out here in Vancouver. What's the demeanor of Louis Erickson right now back in Europe?
I think he's really happy right now because, you know, when he came back to the national team, he's playing in a more offensive role than he has had with the Canucks this past year. And you could tell that he is, obviously he had a frustrating year. Things didn't go too well for him. You've all read the quotes. I think he could probably use a change of scenery. I think the Canucks would be happy to make something happen if they could too. So it'll be an interesting summer from that perspective, just to see if they can find some solution. Because I think it's not something that he has said himself, but between the lines, you could tell that he doesn't really want to be there anymore. That's at least my interpretation of that. He probably like another opportunity. He's been really good actually since coming here, and he's been playing some great hockey for Sweden, as he always does. It's like every time you put on that national team jersey, it seems like he's taking another step in the right direction. So he's playing really good on the line with Anton Lander, a former Edmonton Oilers, who plays in the KHL right now, and they have enjoyed some great success together. Actually, Lander scored a hat trick against Italy, and Louis has put up 4 points in 3 games and looked really good. So I think this is probably as happy as I've seen him for the past few years.
It's he's maybe showcasing himself for scouts there at this tournament, but how much does that factor into a player like Louis Erickson, where things have not gone well, and he's kind of the whipping boy in the market here in Vancouver. It does feel like, from afar for us, that, he's just kind of happy to be away from it right now.
Yeah, I would assume so too. I mean, it's got to be hard to not being able to live up to expectations and do what you're paid to do. So I think it's probably a relief for him to be here now. And I can see this with a lot of the players that come to play for Sweden that maybe don't have roles that they're happy with, in the NHL with the teams there. It was the same thing with Alexander Wennberg, who's had an awful season under Jon Tortorella. He was scratched a lot during the later parts of the seasons and the playoffs, and he scored 2 goals in the NHL in 75 games, and here he scores 2 goals in his first period and a half. And you can just see how happy he is to finally get to play maybe the kind of hockey that he's thriving at playing, and just getting a complete different role. And I think that's like what a lot of these players get is like a fresh outlook compared to what they're used to in NHL, and you could see that that brings out some happiness.
You're listening to Reach Deeper, joined by Uffe Bodin, talking world championships that are going on in Slovakia currently as well. But when we have Uffe on, we always have to talk prospects as well. And there's a couple that Vancouver Canucks fans are watching closely. And I'll start with Philip Broberg, because he had a great Ivan Hlinka, and then it was bookended by an excellent under-18 tournament as well. But in the middle, wasn't all that great. The World Junior Tournament wasn't all that great either. When you look back at his year, Uffe, what do you take from it? And what's the ceiling with this player? Because he had some good moments, but he also had some kind of, mediocre moments this year as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he was 17 years old playing against men, so I don't think you could have too high of expectations. But he's really intriguing. The thing, he has the skating, he has the size, the reach, and everything. It's just, the question mark with him is how well will he be able to handle? Maybe can he run a power play? Does he have like that hockey IQ that can take him to the next level? That's a question mark everyone has right now, because obviously he's big, he's extremely fast on his skate, really good at transporting the puck and stuff like that. It's just a matter of, is he that high IQ player or is he not? That's what everyone is asking right now. So that's probably going to be the question mark for him going forward. Is he Oliver Killington or is he something else? It's like that question mark that hangs above his head.
Absolutely. The question of ceiling and what is his ceiling. Vancouver Canucks fans are anticipating that draft, of course, in June, and they're sitting at number 10. And one of the questions that often comes up is Philip Broberg or Victor Soderstrom? Uffe, if you were the GM of the Vancouver Canucks, which player would you go with right now?
I actually like Soderstrom a bit better, but he's played on a higher level in the SHL. Broberg played in Hockey Allsvenskan, which is one step below. And I think from what I saw, sadly, Soderstrom missed a huge part of the under-18 World Championships due to a concussion. So we didn't really get to see what he could do at that level. But at the SHL level, I think he's done a marvelous job considering how young he is. But it's the same thing there. It's hard to really see what the ceiling is for that kid. He's looked great. He's got some nice skills, but the same question mark there, like how skilled is he? Is he able to run a power play in the NHL or is he not? It's like those are the question marks that maybe I think NHL clubs will struggle with a bit, especially since he didn't get to play the whole tournament here in April, so we'll see going forward. But if you put a gun to my head and I had to answer, I'd say Soderstrom.
Uffe, we always appreciate the time and the insights. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. Always a pleasure joining you.
Sportsnet 650.